Apps like Yelp give everyone the chance to sound off about restaurants, cars, banks, and whatever inspires good or ill will in daily life. They also give us all a chance to get sued. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project tells us about a case that's hit two levels of Virginia courts in recent weeks.
Justin Juvenile, a reporter from the Washington Post, wrote about a Fairfax woman who hired a contractor to do work on her house. She was not pleased with the work, and she wrote a scathing review on two websites, Yelp being one of them.
Hence this.
A Virginia contractor has won a legal victory this morning after suing a client for defamation, claiming her scathing reviews on the websites Yelp and Angie's List were not true. While that lawsuit moves forward, the judge has ruled the woman must delete some of her reviews and cannot repeat them in new posts.
That's how ABC News reported it in early December. But wait, as they say, there's more. David, the judge said Jane Perez of Fairfax would have to keep quiet even before the case went to trial. And that really got the action going.
Well, that got the free speech folks riled up, and the ACLU and Public Citizen both filed an appeal to the state Supreme Court. Mr. Juvenile in his reporting noted that the state Supreme Court moved with incredibly unusual dispatch in this case. It took them only 2 days to overturn the injunction.
There are quite a few aspects to this case, but the Supreme Court's bottom line is her speech cannot be limited until the whole thing is adjudicated. David, the next story is one we talked about a few weeks ago. It was written by Bill Sizemore in the Virginian Pilot, and there's been a new development.
Yes, this is an interesting case that a woman from Newport News, Suzanne Hickey, was so upset about something that she will not let go.
It was a pre-election mailer from Americans for Limited Government.
It had a list of Ms. Hickey and six of her neighbors purporting to show whether or not they had voted in the last two presidential elections. The response was not exactly what Americans for Limited Government was expecting, and Ms. Hickey's response has been not limited in any sense of the word. She thinks it was a violation of her privacy and kind of creepy.
Well, now she has something more than her anguish to talk about. What's that?
Ms. Hickey did some research and found there is a state law recently passed, just in 2009, that prohibits people from using voter files to exert, quote, intimidation or pressure on voters. Now, whether the strategy constitute intimidation or pressure is, I guess, to be seen, but she thinks it's a violation of the law.
David, I take it she'll be trying to convince the Commonwealth of Virginia on that point.
She has filed a complaint with the State Board of Elections and Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli asked them to look into it.
And that may give the AG's political consultant something to think about as he prepares to run for governor. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. He speaks to us every week about the hot items on their VA News website. For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Fred Eccles.